Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's go to Barry Melrose, ESPN, who joins us at this time here on 97.1 The Ticket. Barry, thanks for joining us. And what is your response to the big news in Detroit here today?
Well, from what I hear, it's not for sure yet, or the situation, but. I think everyone thought that Stevie would eventually take over the Detroit Red Wings. The only thing was Kenny is still a very young man. He's only 62, 63 years old, still very, very much in good health and sharp. So, I'm sure Kenny will have a job anywhere he wants. If he wants to go to another organization or stay with Detroit, I'm sure whatever he wants will be taken care of. But Stevie did a great job in Tampa. I think, if that's what they were waiting for, why they didn't give him the job earlier, I think they were testing him, and he went to Tampa, and he turned that into an elite organization and drafted well and made shrewd deals and ran a salary cap very good and all the things that you have to do in today's NHL, he did, and he did great. So I think that the Detroit Red Wing fans and the Red Wings are getting an old player back, and a guy who's proven that he's one of the best in the NHL at being a general manager.
Are you just saying that Ken Holland's a young man because you're 62 also?
Yeah, and you know, I feel a lot better than Kenny, so I can, but I'm sure he still feels good.
I'm sure he does. Is there a downside to this at all?
I don't think so. If Kenny, I guess the only downside would be if Kenny didn't want to go and they forced him out. I guess that would be a downside, but I never heard that anywhere in my travels that Kenny wasn't all for this. So, I think Mr. Ilitch always took care of the Red Wings, the guys that played with him for a long period of time. He was a very loyal owner, and thus he had loyal people. Kenny was there for a long time. If you look at the scouting staff, they've been with the organization for a long, long time, and now to bring home one of the favorite sons, I think, everybody's in favor of that. Fans, front office, anyone associated with the Red Wings would be in favor of Stevie coming back home. So, it's a really can't lose situation for everybody. It's good for everybody.
We've been going over his resume in Tampa, Barry, from the drafts and finding gems that were either mid to late round picks or undrafted free agents like a Tyler Johnson or a Yanni Gord, the trades, how he handled Jonathan Drouin and getting Mikhail Sergachev and his eye for goalies. What stands out to you as far as really signifies why Yzerman has been successful and has a chance to continue to be successful here in Detroit?
All those things you mentioned are there, but also use of the cap. I think that when people saw, Tampa with Hedman unsigned, Stamkos unsigned, the two superstars, that he was going to have to give them the house, and that would really tie his hands as far as the rest of the salary cap was concerned. And he really went out and got Stevie and got Hedman at rock-bottom prices. And because of that, he was able to make deals for McDonough with the New York Rangers and other deals. So I think his use of the salary cap has been excellent. If you don't do that in today's NHL, you're in trouble. And Stevie proved that he is a smart guy and can run a good salary cap or hire a guy that can run it for him with Stevie's supervision.
You've got a little bit of knowledge working with both organizations, both the Red Wings and Tampa Bay at one point in time. What's the appeal? Is there an appeal other than it's his hometown, basically, where he played his entire NHL career? What's the appeal of Detroit over Tampa, given that Tampa is on the cusp of winning that cup?
I think that loyalty to the Ilitch family. I think that they've been such a good ownership group. I think that's why it was hard for him to leave Tampa, because Mr. Vinnick has been such a great owner in Tampa. I think that was hard for Stevie. But again, his family is in Detroit now. They made Detroit his home. His kids have their home there. I think it was hard for Stevie to commute. I don't think he wanted to commute anymore. I think the fact that he was with an organization for, you know, close to 20 years or more and wanted to turn this thing around again. I think the fact that it's fallen on hard times and is not the Detroit Red Wings of old maybe motivated Stevie to come back to Detroit and turn this thing around.
Barry Melrose, ESPN, with us here on 97.1 The Ticket. Realistically, how long should it take a Steve Yzerman to build a team that can contend for the Cup? I mean, there's a good core, a good young core. There's a lot of draft picks that Ken Holland will turn over to Steve Yzerman. What is realistic? Because we're trying to keep things in check here in Detroit. There's obviously a lot of excitement.
Yeah, but it's not going to happen. They might make the playoffs quickly, but winning the Cup is an entirely different thing. If you've been watching the playoffs, you're realizing how hard it is. But I think pretty quickly, Kenny has stockpiled the cupboard pretty quickly. They need to continue to draft well. They need to sign some free agents. And I think, with that new building in Detroit, Stevie back, I think that'll happen pretty quickly. People will want to come back to Detroit again. It was once the mecca of free agents. I think that changed quite a bit the last few years when they stopped making the playoffs. So I think that can be turned around very quickly by Stevie. So, I expect it to be quick. I expect he's got some good young players, especially on forward. They got to find some young defensemen. I'm sure that's what they'll be spending their draft picks on. And like I said, maybe pluck a couple of those prime free agents to help things along.
One of the cornerstones of being a great franchise and to be great is to have that goaltender. And, right now the Red Wings are going to kind of be in a transition here. They got Jimmy Howard for another year, but waiting in the wings might be a guy that you saw play in the Frozen Four in Philip Larson, who plays at Denver. What did you see from him? And does that translate for an optimistic career in the NHL?
Well, it does. He was great. His numbers are fantastic as far as the year is concerned. Love the way he plays. The guys I talk to about him in the hockey world love him. They rave about him. So Detroit does have a blue chip prospect there. But you got to get more than one. Goaltenders get hurt a lot. Goaltenders, sometimes they don't turn out. And you're an organization. Philly uses 8 goalies a year. You don't want to be Philly's numbers, but you can see that you do use a lot of goaltenders. Look at St. Louis finds Bennington out there in the Badlands, and a kid that couldn't get a job, a kid that was in all the different leagues, all the different minor leagues, and now they found an elite NHL goaltender. So you don't know where you're going to find an elite goaltender, but when you do, you got to keep him. So I do like the Larson kid, though. I thought that he looked very, very good at the Frozen Four.
Did Gritty play for Philadelphia this year?
Did
Gritty get in that this year or no in Philly?
I think Gritty, the last thing I saw on Gritty is shaking hands with Elaine Vigneault when Elaine was hired. So they must have had to get Gritty's okay to make that deal.
Hey, Barry Melrose, ESPN, thank you for your time. We appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.